Mayor Betsy Nyland stood to the side of the stage, soaking in her favorite day of the year. Ironically, a childhood full of dyslexia led her down a path of spelling fandom. One of the few remaining second graders had just misspelled a word and was walking towards her. "You did an amazing job, young man," Nyland said proudly, and she meant it. She put a hand on the boy's shoulder as he walked back to sit with his class. If the spelling bee was Nyland's child, the competitors were her grandkids. She felt responsible for everything involved with the Quail Valley Spelling Bee, all the way down to the cleanliness of the auditorium. Nyland considered her preparation to include the bureaucratic approvals all the way to sweeping the auditorium floor. This day really was her baby. This day was also the first spelling bee held after the sudden passing of her husband, Roger. Nyland touched her necklace, which held her former husband's wedding ring. In difficult times, she did this, knowing Roger was still with her. Roger always stressed preparation and attention to detail. Whenever she felt overwhelmed, she went back to these principles. She loved controlling the entire spelling bee operation, like an orchestra conductor. Back on stage, Jenny Liu misspelled a word and was on the way to see Nyland. "Great performance, Jenny," said Nyland while shaking her hand. "I noticed you seemed a bit troubled up on stage. Anything I can do to help?" Jenny was surprised that Mayor Nyland had noticed. "No, ma'am, I'll be fine. I just sometimes get nervous around so many children." "I understand, Jenny," said Nyland calmly. "You know..." Nyland leaned in to speak closer to Jenny. "I sometimes get anxious around these rugrats, too." Jenny smiled. That made her feel better. "Thanks again for coming back to compete, Jenny," said Nyland, signaling the end of the conversation. "Now go get that girl." And Nyland winked at Jenny. Jenny turned pale. Was it so obvious? Jenny did as she was told and sat with Miss Reynolds and her class. Nyland turned her attention back to the stage. Nothing got by her at the Quail Valley Spelling Bee, and that's exactly the way she liked it.